This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. More now on the debate last night on domestic questions. Those are often money questions, you know. So we asked Slate's economic writer Daniel Gross to watch the debate last night from a dollars and cents point of view, and he did. He's with us now. Dan Gross, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Alex.
So let's start with health care. They talked a lot about that last night. It's a big issue for many Americans. Here's part of what they said. We'll start with Senator Kerry.
Children across our country don't have health care. We're the richest country on the face of the planet, the only industrialized nation in the world not to do it. I have a plan to cover all Americans. We're going to make it affordable and accessible. We're going to let everybody buy into the same health care plan senators and congressmen give themselves.
Mr. President, would you like to add something?
I would. Thank you. I want to remind people listening tonight that a plan is not a litany of complaints. And a plan is not to lay out programs that you can't pay for. He just said he wants everybody to be able to buy into the same plan that senators and congressmen get. That costs the government $7,700 per family. If every family in America signed up, like the senator suggested, it would cost us $5 trillion over 10 years. It's an empty promise. It's called bait and switch.
Dan Gross, what do you make of that?
To a large degree, they're talking past one another. They've got their talking points. They're sticking to them. One of the interesting things I noted was that they both offer a similar diagnosis but a different cure. They're both, in effect, saying consumers don't have enough of a role in buying health care, and that's why costs are so high. President Bush wants to remedy that by making individuals the ultimate consumer. Through health savings account, people would put money in them. They would then purchase health care and presumably make smarter decisions or hold out for better prices. That's how he wants to keep health care costs down. Senator Kerry wants to take advantage of the federal government's huge role as a major consumer of health insurance and prescription drugs. He wants the government to negotiate better terms for the prescription drugs it buys in Medicare, and he wants individuals to be able to piggyback on the federal government's heft as a purchaser of health insurance so they can get insurance at better rates.
Okay. They both also differed on how things have gone over the last 4 years in terms of how the country did economically. Explain their differences, will you?
Again, two different narratives of what's happened in the economy the last 4 years. For President Bush, it's the stock market was declining when I came into office. We had a recession, 9/11. Now things are on the upswing. What we've got is sort of as best as could be hoped given the circumstances. For Kerry, it's a story of a golden age lost. The late 1990s, 2000 was a sustainable period in American economic history, and we've just gone downhill since then with the president's policies exacerbating the problems.
Social Security, Dan. They talked about Social Security, and we'll hear a bit of that. Here's President Bush first.
I believe that younger workers ought to be allowed to take some of their own money and put it in a personal savings account, because I understand that they need to get better rates of return than the rates of return being given in the current Social Security Trust. And the compounding rate of interest effect will make it more likely that the Social Security system is solvent for our children and our grandchildren.
And here's Senator Kerry's response, or part of it.
You just heard the president say that young people ought to be able to take money out of Social Security and put it in their own accounts. Now, my fellow Americans, that's an invitation to disaster. The CBO said very clearly that if you were to adopt the president's plan, there'll be a $2 trillion hole in Social Security because today's workers pay into the system for today's retirees. And the CBO said, that's the Congressional Budget Office, it's bipartisan, they said that there would have to be a cut in benefits of 25% to 40%.
Dan, did you hear either candidate last night say, I know how I'm going to fix Social Security, this is how to do it, in a way that made sense to you?
No. This is a classic case of punting on third down and long. President Bush poses as the courageous one who's willing to take on this intractable problem, but he's unwilling to say how he's going to pay for the $1 trillion or more transitional cost. Senator Kerry's tact has been to essentially dismiss out of hand President Bush's preferred solution, but not to really offer a substantive one on the other side.
Overall, Dan Gross, what did you think of the way both men dealt with general economic questions last night, the dollars and cents questions?
I think President Bush was overall weaker because he was inherently defensive. He had to account for why the economic situation hasn't been as good as people hoped and as his administration repeatedly predicted it would be over the past 4 years. And the explanations often weren't satisfying. Senator Kerry was convincing in making the case that things aren't as good as the administration would like us to think they would be. But in many areas, especially on Social Security and to a lesser degree on taxes, he was not sufficiently specific or able to point out how things would have been better or would be better if his policies were enacted.
Analysis and opinion from Daniel Gross. He writes the Moneybox column for Slate. Dan, thanks for being here with us.
Thank you.